People who struggle with emotional regulation tend to let one or more of these hidden stories run their lives. I'm broken, bad, deficient, disordered. Everyone will always mistreat me. The world is bad, dark, and unfair. Nothing will ever work out for me. I'm special. It's never my fault. This always happens to me. No one will love me. Depression makes me sad. Anxiety makes me avoid things. These stories are infused in our culture. We may have even heard our parents pass down the victim story or model an empowered story since before we could speak. Because of these, our stories just feel like reality. They feel like truth. It's like a fish swimming and saying, "What's water? This is just how it is." Now here's the thing, until we're aware of our stories and we choose the ones we want, we use them in two ways that actually makes our stories stronger. The first thing we do is confirmation bias. We have a natural resistance to challenging our stories and a natural bias to confirming our stories. Confirmation bias means that we look for opportunities to prove our story right instead of looking for exceptions to the story. And this makes us constantly believe that our story is right. The other thing we do with our stories is that we shape our life around them. Our stories don't just impact our feelings, they also bias how we process and remember situations. So if your story is, "Everyone's a terrible driver," then you'll be much more likely to notice and remember the bad drivers and ignore all the good drivers on your commute. Like, when's the last time you went out of your way to notice all the people driving nicely? You didn't, I promise. It's actually really, really common to truly forget, actually forget details from our past that don't go along with our stories about situations. Our stories don't just shape how we think and feel, but they also shape how we act, and that impacts our outcomes, and that reinforces our stories a lot of times. So in other words, our stories actually come true. We create our reality with our stories.